before we launch into the weekend, just repeating as well, 9 o'clock tomorrow here on SEN, Sock and the great four-goal scorer.
Yeah.
Nicky Davis.
Doesn't he remind you? He's got about seven jobs. He works as an academy coach.
Yeah.
The women's team as well. Yeah. He's in here and he works for the Roosters.
And a full-time racing tipster on our text message too.
Is he as well?
Yeah. So, which he could get the sack from. 1300 011 70 Hyundai and Blunston bring us this. We welcome our listeners through the SEN track stations. Those joining us in Queensland through Atherton, Darling Downs, Ingham, Kingaroy and Anango. Those in New South Wales, Griffith, the Central Coast, Illawarra and the nation's capital, Canberra on 13:23 a.m. Teams are in. We are locked and loaded. They do need to trim down a couple still, but the stage is set. And you mentioned this earlier, Socky. It's very, very rare to see a hot Panthers team align with a hot Parramatta team, isn't it?
And I kind of, it's interesting having a look at the contrast of coaches as well. Like you see Brad Arthur and he seems a little bit more on edge, you know, when you see him talking about it. You can see that he's a little bit more lit up, where Cleary, Ivan just seems a little bit more relaxed. Great, you know, a lot of gratitude. We're happy to be there. This is about the boys. It's a big moment, but, you know, it's about the community, which they've all sort of said, and there's comparisons. They've both got sons playing in there.
Yeah.
You know, so there's
isn't
so
that,
many.
Isn't that weird?
That must be weird as a coach to have your son in the team, let alone having two at the same time in.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Crazy. So storylines.
It's like junior rugby league, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, your dad was the coach. Yeah. So, I mean, we've talked about it as well out west, how big it'll be. I mean, I don't know how you see this one go. I just can't see Penrith getting beaten, and I'm like, how do they win this one, Para? You know, is it Sean Lane and his offloads through the left? Is it Moses? You know, Para, I think in the last game, was their best half of footy almost for the season. 15 from 15 after completing it nearly 60%. Yeah. Moses kicking it out twice. Whoever came in at halftime and gave him a rev-up speech, you know, needs to be applauded. And if that was Arthur, good on him, because they turned the game around, stayed in the fight. And to use your euphemism, which you used at breakfast the other day, to beat Penrith is like being at, what, dinner for two or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Your analogy where you...
Oh, yeah, no, so at the Metricons where Nico won the Player of the Year. No, so my thing with Penrith is... My analogy that I always use for Penrith is they make a dinner for two booking at the 75th minute mark and they always attend. They're always there for dinner, right? But so often their date, right, has already bailed out. They're already gone. They're not turning up. You got to commit to that date and say, listen, there is a booking, dinner for two, at the 75th or even the 70th minute mark.
Yeah.
And you've got to just say, listen.
You got to lob.
We're putting the lippy on and we're coming. We're going to be there for the date. We're in our best.
I love that analogy. And to that point, you've seen Parramatta when they beat them early on in the year. They hung in. It was that little dodgy kick over the top. Yeah. Dylan Edwards didn't go for it.
That's what you need,
a bit of luck. Well, a bit of luck to go, but you needed to be there
Penrith
at the 75th
the
minute. And they did it last week, Parra, which to me gives me a bit of faith.
Yep.
But I just think the experience, you can't underestimate that. And Penrith are just too damaging. Even against South's 12-0, composure, three missed try opportunities, and somehow, call it luck or whatever you want, we're able to turn the wheel and still go on and win by 20. I mean, there's always the argument, did they rest, you know, playing two games in a month, is that too much rest? Maybe you saw that in the first half from Penrith, but I don't think they'll start the same way this week against Para, like they did against the Bunnies. They look like a team would play two games in a month. But now that I don't think they're going to make those same errors that they did. You know? So I just can't see Para winning. As much as I want them to win, I just can't see them doing it.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Just as we'll get the Scotsman, Amy and Markey, to do it. According to the bookmakers, behind the prices is always percentages, right? So according to the bookmakers, out of 10 occasions, Parramatta are there to win three. Penrith are there to win seven, right? Yeah. So they're there. They can win. They can win. Mm. But, of course, percentages fall the way of Penrith. My only thing is this. Andrew Johns, who's been saying, waxing lyrically about the fact that Nathan is ahead of him at the same age. Mm. Andrew never lost a grand final, right? Nathan has really only lost one half of football. That first half against Melbourne, and then they chased him down and then won the next year. So does a champion, which everyone's declaring, and he is, Does he win one from three? That's the only thing that I just think he's a champion. He wins two from three. And but you know what? We'll do the draw. Mystic Mark over here is going to do the draw. There'll be three tickets with Parramatta, and there'll be seven with Penrith, and we'll see who he draws out.
Can't wait, Marky.
Okay, so we'll do that. 1300 01 1170. I love what they've done here, Parramatta. Nathan Brown, he's on the duty bench, and it just sort of gets in your head a little bit. People think, oh, is his sole target there to go and take on Cleary? And I love what they've done there, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you watch. Remember the last time they played in the first thing. I don't reckon Cleary got his jersey dirty once. No. You know, the kick pressure on him was non-existent. So I almost think it is a match-up play to go. Every time he kicks the ball, he has to end up on his backside.
Yeah,
then you have to put him under the pump because it's just too good not to. So
yep,
yeah.
Anyway, you know
whether that gets him time in the bin or not, we'll see. But
yeah, well, I reckon it's a real gift to get a look at a team. And if it goes pear shaped, you've learnt something from it. So even as recent as last year, South knocked off Penrith in week one, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Penrith get a look at them, and then they turn the tables on grand final day. There'll be many of those stories. I know the Broncos who won in 1998. Parramatta had beaten them in week one. If they held on against Canterbury, it's just you learn a lot from it. 1300 01 1170.
Cowboys in 2015, they lost to the Broncos in week one. Yeah. Came back and beat them in the grand final.
Yeah, so I would love to know the percentage stats of teams who met in week one and then met again.
I know 2013, Roosters beat Manly 4-0 in week one of the finals.
That's right. And Hicker was the fullback.
Yeah, now he had a sense. I was at that game live.
Unbelievable game.
4-0 in 2013.
City Football Stadium.
Peter Hicku had an unbelievable game. Brett Stewart was out. And they played again in the grand final. And it was only 26 points
they
to 18.
They had the lead twice, didn't they?
It
big
was,
leads.
It was a great, great grand final. But yeah, can I ask you, Joel, for the Eels, if they had a win, who has to be the guy? Who has to stand up for them?
Most people say Moses or Gutherson. Dylan Brown was really quiet last time they played. I actually think it's the forwards. I don't think you can beat them in a blinking contest. So as I said, Mark's going to put the tickets in the barrel. Three will be Parramatta, seven will be Penrith, and that's what reflects the market. But you can't beat them in a steering comp. You've got to sort of be a little bit risque and just hope that it's that night completely that it comes off for you.
You can't sit there and go set for set for them, I don't think. Nah. I think guys like Lane offloading repeat sets, getting them to turn around, making Penrith make more efforts.
Yep.
I like Madison in the last game, you know, through the middle. They've got their forward, so you've got to knock the front door down.
Yep.
But Madison ball playing, bringing in defenders, you know, that creativity they're going to have to introduce. If you want to beat Penrith, you can't just turn up, as you said, and just sort of expect if we go set for set here and grind them into the ground, we're going to win. You're going to have to do that and some. So they're going to have to come up with something that, whether it's a special play, something. You know, guys are just going to have to play creatively, if that's a word, to beat them.
If I was kicking off, if we had lost the toss and we're kicking off, honestly.
Short one.
You're 100%. No, I would do something which is not.
Rattle them.
Kicking it down for James Fisher-Harris to get his first touch in the game on a high and charge into our forwards. I'm drilling it to the sideline. I'm kicking short.
That's gutsy.
Is it gutsy? Attack, attack, attack. The whole game is attack with risk on your side. I would do that. Like, what do you lose?
Well,
apologies. I'll just say this. So in the three games they've played, obviously, Eels have won two, Panthers lost one. So obviously that finals week one loss, rubbed that out. That game where they beat the Panthers at CommBank kind of rubbed that one out as well because Cleary got he got sent off. So that's kind of an asterisk there. But in that round eight game where they beat the Panthers at Bluebet Stadium, just go through some stats here. Dylan Brown, 121 running metres. Regan Campbell-Gell at 150.
Yep.
Junior Barlow, 207. Isaiah Papali'i, 186. Nathan Brown, 120. Ryan Madison, 177.
Huge.
So you're right, Joel. If they are to win, the forwards have got to step up and they've got to set that platform.
Yep. Good shout.
I totally agree with you agreeing with me. It's they won 22 points to 20, but it was four tries all. In fact, Taylor May scored two of them.
And Panthers had eight offloads, Eels 17.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a difference. But to go back to your kicking point, right, and this is regurgitating Matty Johns, but you know that little bludger of a kick that Cleary put in to Latrell Mitchell, and it was probably to get him to run the ball back, but it was a sort of a nothing kick halfway, and then South got the ball on the 30, 40-metre line for their first tackle.
Yep.
And that's exactly – like those small differences, South almost went on the attack for the next 20 to 25 minutes and scored two tries. So my point is early on, you need to be in the arm wrestle, play the percentages to your side, as in, you know, sort of Parramatta second half of the last game, kick the corners, Moses, just keep it simple. And then when you get your opportunity in attacking areas, you take it. Whereas I think flipping the coin off the kickoff to go a short 10 and a penalty for the first kick of the game.
But that's glass half empty. I see myself batting her back, getting the ball back, and we're on the attack, 6 points to nil, around the grounds we go. Sugar Sock and duplicate phones. Can you blokes get bagpipes to give a complete breakdown of the grand final, halftime entertainment, and what we can come to expect from the headline act? Well, he knows all about it, Rooster Muzz. Our man Jimmy Barnes, his fellow countryman.
Yeah, I don't know much about NRL, but what I do know is halftime entertainment.
Yeah.
So, of course, a little bit of Jimmy Barnes, of course. A bit of a... Almost like you had it ready and I read the text.
You feel like you're home now, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, God, the Scotsman.
Yeah. Will you be proud of halftime and pre-game when this gets belted out?
Sure.
With your Dolphin shirt on?
Yeah. Well, I will say this. One thing I do know... I don't know much about Jimmy Barnes, but I do know quite a bit about Eurovision.
Oh, yes.
And one of the other acts performing is Sheldon Riley, who was Australia's Eurovision contestant from a few years ago.
Why are we in Eurovision?
Have you got Sheldon there?
I've got a bit of Sheldon here for you.
Okay, great.
He's a good mate.
I'm not the same.
He's very good, this young man. How did he go at Eurovision?
Well, that's another question. But you know,
why are we in Eurovision? I know they've opened it up to other countries the last few years, but I always kind of thought it was something cool for the European countries. I don't get why we're invited.
No, that's
the clue's in the title, isn't it? Too funny movie, Will Ferrell in the Euro.
Oh, Eurovision with Rachel McAdams.
Da Da Ding Dong was the song, and it's an absolute ripper.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favour, Shug.
Do yourself a Rod Laver. I'll tell you what's coming up after this. We have got the IMAR quiz, where one person is going to do themselves a favour and win the grand final of the IMAR quiz. That's coming up. We'll also draw out the winner of the fictitious grand final, where Panthers have 7 tickets in the barrel, Eels have 3 tickets in the barrel. Can it be the year of the Eels? This is The Run Home with Joel and Sock. 1300 01 1170. The IMAR quiz coming up after this.
It's time for The Run Home with Joel and Fletch quiz for IMAR Insurance, the tradies mate. Call 13 IMAR.
Yeah, welcome back. The Run Home. It is grand final time. Pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it. Pressure can blast pipes or crack for diamonds. Okay, let's do this. Mitch from Marsfield's there. G'day, Mitch.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Going all right, Mitchy boy. This is it. This is grand final time. Tommy Two Phones has come up with the questions. Okay, name the other two African animals. Sorry, mate. That's it from last week. Rightio, Mitch from Marsfield. Which Eels player will play in his first NRL game since July 9 this weekend?
Is it Nathan Brown?
That is correct. Who was named the 2022 Dally M Rookie of the Year?
Oh, I actually don't know.
Oh, Mitch, come on, man.
Because no Tigers were involved, I don't care.
Oh, dear. Stay there, Mitchy. Peaches from St Andrews. Be careful, people. Peaches swept the floor last week. Peaches, who was the Rookie of the Year? Bingo. 5 of these Eels players will play in their final match this Sunday for the club. Name 3 of them.
Papali'i.
Yep.
Reid Marnie.
Yes.
Ding.
That's okay. Papali'i. Who did he say? Papali'i. Reid Marnie. The Reptilians there. Reptile.
Hey, Shaggers, how are you?
Shagger, have you recovered from last week's loss?
No. Thanks for bringing it up, mate. Yeah.
Rightio, come on, mate. You can bounce back into victory here. 5 players will play their final match this Sunday for the club. Name 3 who are leaving.
Papa Lee, Reid Marnie.
And
Nathan Brown.
Bingo. Who was announced today as the new coach for the Bombers, the Essendon Bombers?
Oh, who gives a stuff?
Ding.
That's Mitchy from Marsfield. You there, Mitch?
Yeah, how you going, boys? Is it Ben Rutten?
No, it's not Ben Rutten.
That's the old one. That's the one that got sacked.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the one that got sacked.
Hey, Peaches, you there, mate?
Yeah, it's the other Scott brother.
That's it? That'll do. Okay. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I'm replacing this question.
Can I read it out?
No.
Can I read it out, please?
No, you can't. It's a Roosters question, and I'm replacing it, right? I'm replacing it. We don't care about your Roosters in 2018. Luke Keary won the Clive Church. We know that. Okay, right. So the next question is this. Which team in the last 70 years in a grand final has posted the highest score? Which team in the last 70 years in a grand final has posted the highest score?
Manly?
Correct. Yeah.
Is that correct. 40-zip?
40-zip. That's it. Correct. In 70 years,
in
that's
the
highest
salary
score.
Cap breaching year as yeah. well. So that's yes. even more impressive.
That's right.
Yeah. No Cam Smith.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. Question six we go. Name the two players that have won the Clive Churchill medal twice. Now, this is, of course, when a Clive Churchill medal was announced on the day. Brett Kenny, retrospectively, has won it twice. But who are those two players, Peaches?
Nothing.
Okay, let's go to the reptile. The reptile, you there, mate?
Yeah. Bradley Clyde.
Correct.
Don't know the second one.
Okay, we go back to Mitch from Marsfield. Do you know who that is, Mitch?
I think it might be Little Billy.
It is Little Billy, actually. Billy missed the 2016 grand final, and he was talking to Luke Lewis, who had his young baby at the time, Hazel, with him. And they said, Luke, you're about to win the Clive Churchill. You've got to come to the stage. He didn't know what to do with Hazel. So Billy Slater said, I'll look after it for you. And the next year, Billy won his second. Wow. So there you go. Rewarded for babysitting.
Maybe Hazel's the secret ingredient. Hazel, Clive Churchill.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Be a bit bigger.
Next question we go. Mitch from Marsfield. What is a group of panthers called? So what's the collective noun for a group of panthers? Is it a whisker of panthers, a claw of panthers, or a pride of panthers?
I'm going to say a pride?
Yeah, I would have said the same, but it's not right.
It's like Lion King.
I would have said exactly the same. Peaches from St. Andrews. Peaches, is it a whisker of panthers or a claw of panthers?
It's got to be a claw, doesn't it?
Very much so. Very good question, Tommy. True or false? This is the first time the Eels and Panthers have played each other in a grand final.
True.
Okay, the second last question. I'll take care of the last. Socky, you've got the second last question.
Which is the minor premiership, the Shield. What's it named?
Is it the J.J. Giltman Shield?
Correct. Okay, Peaches, this is to take it out. I mentioned to you that in the last 70 years, Manly had scored the most points in a grand final to win a grand final. The NRL era since 1998, who's the team who scored the most points in a game but lost a grand final? This is to win it.
Would it be Manly again?
Would it not be Manly? No. So we move on now to the reptile. The reptile's got it there. Reptile, do you know the answer to this one?
Storm?
No, not the Melbourne Storm. Mitch from Marsfield?
Oh, I've got no idea. Well, South?
No. Keep guessing, boys. Peaches from St. Andrews?
The Rooster?
No. Reptile?
Oh, Dragons?
No. Mitch?
How many teams we got left?
Yeah, nearly there.
Bulldogs.
No. Peaches.
Broncos?
No. Not the Broncos. Reptile?
We've got any teams left? Yeah.
Western Reds?
Cowboys?
No. Mitch.
I'll say Canberra?
No. Peaches?
Is it Para?
Yes.
2001.
Yeah, 30-24.
Yeah, a great comeback.
Yep. And for those playing at home, if you're having a bet, the last, in the NRL era, five times the losing team's had 6 points and five times the losing team has had 8 points. So they've sort of been the most popular, 6 and 8 points for the losing team.
Can I ask, Joel, and maybe our listeners might know, I don't want to put you on the spot, what's the least amount of points scored by the winner?
Least amount of points.
Yeah,
well,
in the NRL era.
4-0
In the NRL era.
NRL, I know Eels won 86-4-2.
Yep.
But I'm talking about NRL era.
NRL era. Let me give a quick scan here off the top of my mind. I know a few teams have had 14. And I'm going to say it's 14. A few teams have done 14, Tommy Two-Phones. Broncos in 2000, 14 points to 6. 2012, Melbourne Storm, 14 points to 4. 2016, 14 points to 12. Roosters, 14 points to 8. Panthers, 14 points to 12.
There you go. So it's 14.
14's the lowest, yeah.
Odd number.
There you go. So, Peaches, well done, mate. You've won the iMark quiz, and we have got our Etcher live now, just inscribing your name on the trophy. Well done.
Cheers, fellas. Thank you very much.
Well done, mate. Go and tell people loud and proud that you have taken it out. 1300 01 1170. Rob says, thanks for calling me for the quiz. Yesterday's winner, Rob.
That wasn't my
Tommy.
Brooksy, yeah. The details were in the prizing register.
This is not a bad
point.
We'll
save him for next week, yeah. Rob. We'll save you for next week.
Not done yet.
This is a good point here. This comes from, that doesn't change the answer. He says 40-0 Manly grand final, but 4-point tries. In the 75 grand final, East won 38-0, but 3-point tries. So that's very, very interesting. You're absolutely right.
Great team.
1300 01 1170. Send Tommy off. March him off. Too many Roosters references. He's been doing it all day, sir. More Mark Daniel from New Zealand.
That's all right.
He doesn't care. Anyway, this is the run home with Joel and Sock and Mark, Tommy Two-Phones, and you, the listener. Breaking back with more. April, thank you very much. The run home with Joel and Sock today. All thanks to Hyundai. The Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. Have your say, 1300 01 1170. Text now. Hang on a minute. There has been a protest lodged. There has been a protest lodged.
Protest. Ooh.
Okay. Now, as you know, debauchery is synonymous with our quiz. Thanks for calling me for the quiz, boys. Yesterday's winner, Rob. Okay. Now, Rob is actually right. He was yesterday's winner, right? Is that right, Tommy Two-Phones?
By my knowledge, I just found out he was yesterday's winner only a few moments ago. So,
get the bullying book out.
I'll explain the process. So, Nathan Brooks produces this program from Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
You do the IMAR quiz every day, and then on the Friday, we do the IMAR championship. So, all the winners from throughout the week compete against each other for a bigger prize.
So, I was a bit confused why we only had three participants
today. Yes, exactly. And so was I. Yeah. So, I went on the prize in register and I looked at it a bit late right before the show because I was going to call the winners up. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was filled out. Thursday wasn't filled out.
Right.
So, no details of the winner was there.
Gotcha. Okay. So, Australia's worst quiz.
Just got a bit worse.
Yeah, that'll go in the bullying book.
Said bus.
So Rob, what we're going to do is we're going to tell Brooksy to do this. we're going to put you automatically into next week's final. Okay, so you don't need to participate next week. You're going to be straight through to next week's grand final.
But I do apologise.
Yes,
I apologise.
Okay. Good luck to you, Walshy. I know you've been on this all year, and I'm sincerely wishing you all the best. He says, "Cooey, let's go, Para." While she's on the bandwagon, I know Parramatta's been there all along. No Tungari, I think, is a Parramatta supporter. So keep them coming through. We wish you all the best. 1300 01 1170. Time for Feel Good Friday. Thanks to Zambrero. Oh, we just had our Zambreros. Grab the best burrito in town at Zambrero. The burritos are 11 out of 10. But Tommy, you've just polished off two of those little ice cream sandwiches.
Oh my goodness. They are honestly the best things.
You had three, Mark.
The best. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went to the gym this morning, so I can do it. But they are, I think you can get vanilla, you can get caramel, you can get chocolate. They are seriously amazing.
Oh, outstanding. I can almost have another one. Okay, who's feeling good today thanks to Zambreros? Well, you know, if you're like me, if you're wide like me, I love my lawn porn, right? I love my lawn porn. So the lawns are starting to grow again.
On Saturday morning.
I'll be listening tomorrow. Yep.
Every morning. Good.
Yep. The greenkeeping roosters give me everything, and the grass is just starting to kick now.
Have you got those weird thongs though, where they've got the spikes on the bottom, and you go through and aerate the lawn?
Do I own a pair? Yes. Yes, I do. So I'm pumped for all the lawn porners out there. I'm pumped for the race goers out there. I'm pumped for those who are looking forward to a grand final.
Can I ask? I've asked Matty White this before. At what age do men and women become fascinated with their own lawn? Because I'm not at that stage yet.
Yeah.
I'm not at a stage. Even if I had a little patch of grass, I wouldn't be as invested as maybe like you, yeah. Nick Davis, Adam Peacock. Yeah. They talk about it all the
probably
time.
A small window in between just the midlife crisis of either buying is it, the is Ferrari it when you, is and having it, go through the second
it when,
or third
Is it
marriage.
When you have kids? Do you have to have kids about that stage?
It may correlate with escape time. It yeah. might, yeah.
So you need some peace and quiet, put yeah. the headphones in, listen to a podcast or some awesome music.
Yeah, that might be
it. I reckon it was. It was never big in our. I used to do the edges on. You used to get $5 with those that roller edger.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You used
yeah.
to get $5 to jig that out. And my earliest memory was my old man used to love bottling home brew in summer, and I used to get to clink the bottle, the top on the bottle. That's
really?
One of our great bonding moments was over my old man's home brew. So there you go.
Does he still do that?
Yeah,
yeah,
he still does it.
Yeah, does he still?
Yeah, and it tastes. Rotten.
Does it?
Yeah, it's shocking. It's
amazing. Is it a huge effort?
He's still the sort of guy that gets the Coles and the printout magazines and will go to Woolies because sausages are, you know, 9 cents cheaper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the toilet paper. And he'd come home and cook a steak up because it's, you know, $5 cheaper.
So he's filling up the car this weekend to avoid the excise.
And
the,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's all over that.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. I like that. Who's feeling good?
Well, you just mentioned some of them before. I think Parramatta Eels fans, they should, yes, obviously they want to win, but they haven't made a grand final since 2009. Mm. They don't come around a lot often, and they've been kind of the butt of a lot of people's jokes. Yeah, yeah. Like the last 10 or so years, Parramatta Eels, they won back-to-back spoons in 12 and 13, won another one in 18. They're constantly in disarray in their boardroom, in their front office. So I just think for the long-suffering Eels fans, just to be here in the grand final week, they hadn't made it past week two of the finals the last 3 years. For them to be here, celebrate it, have fun.
Yeah, here.
I want them to win. I want the Eels fans to win. I want them to break that title drought. So I think the whole club, the organisation and the fans should be feeling good this Friday and then hopefully come Sunday night.
Mm. Yeah,
I agree. I was trying to scour the internet for like good news stories because a bit like Tommy hadn't done my homework and I couldn't find one. But I'm going to turn a negative into a good one. There's a photo of a passenger plane, a Qantas one, which had duct tape all over the wings. Did you see that?
No.
And then they landed and it's here. So get online and have a look at it. But there's imagine looking out the window and seeing duct tape fixed to the window. They've landed. But anyway, Qantas have come out and announced that it was – because it's been a big week. A lot of people have been stuck in Hawaii, Jetstar travellers and whatnot, that it's speed tape just to fix the paint up. So it's a shout out to those people feeling good on that Qantas flight, having duct tape on your passenger jet airline.
Fair dig. Okay, Mark, you are the oracle. I think this decides the grand final. So as we said, the market has Penrith a 70% chance to win this grand final, Parramatta a 30% chance to win the grand final. You have 10 tickets, 3 are Parramatta, 7 are Penrith, and you, Mark, are about to exclusively reveal to the world who is going to win this grand final.
Yeah,
Mark, please go to the tapes.
All the names here in the hat.
Yeah.
Here we go.
There's only two names.
Yeah, but you know, there's seven, there's 10 things in the hat. 10 bits of paper in the hat.
Yeah. The drum roll going.
I was trying to find the audio, I couldn't find it. Okay. Here we are. I can now reveal live on SEN that the winner of the 2022 Grand Final will be the Penrith Panthers.
Oh, the Penrith Panthers. Yeah, can you do us a favour?
Yeah.
Keep going through them until you hit a Parramatta one. Here we are. Right, just to show it's legit, right?
Parramatta Eels, number 2. Oh,
they were number
second
2.
So what does that mean, though?
It doesn't mean anything.
But
what it means is that they are a 7 out of 10 chance of winning Penrith. Parramatta, 3 out of 10. So Penrith will win the grand final. Thank you very much, Mark. There you go. Number 1 golfer says he won during the week. He didn't get called last Friday also. So it looks as though we're going to have 600 people playing next week.
I wasn't on last Friday. That was Brooksy.
Oh, it was Brooksy. Okay.
Should we just get the bullying book and just write my name down a couple of times?
Yeah. Now what we need to do, golfer and Rob, report back in on Monday. Reason being.
Yeah, Monday.
Tommy Two Phones won't be here. Socky won't be here.
Mark won't be here.
And I won't be here. So none of us will
You won't be here?
No. No, I'm we're overseas. I've got my brother staying at our place, and we're out of here.
What's your address? Oh, don't say it on there. But I was just considering maybe coming around with some said lemons and just pepper in the front window.
No, that's right. Scaring. Said lemons. Sam Brembo has the best burrito in town. Not sure if it comes with lemon. Taste one for yourself. Dine in, take away, or delivered. This is the Run Home with Joel and Sock on this Friday, Grand Final Friday. Just about there. High Ground coming up with Julian King. Now, I tell you what, great show coming up with JK. Steve Eller, the Zip Zip Man, he's going to join him. Steve Carter, Well, watch the 91 grand final. It was compelling. Siebes, Anthony Seibold is going to break things down analytically. Mary Kay to talk the NRLW grand final, and he's got a special grand final quiz. Now, to give you an idea of benchmarking, if you're familiar with the IMAR quiz, it's 1,000 times better what he's going to do, right? Maybe more, right? Maybe more. Anyway, have your say. 1300 01 1170. Hey, fellas, love the show. I listen to you guys every day, and I'm trying to get my wifey to listen as well. Could you please just say a quick hello to her because she's listening now? Her name is Josie. Thanks, Alex from Raceview. G'day, Josie. Great to have your company, Josie. Great name too, Josie.
Ipswich as well. Lovely area.
Is that Raceview?
Yeah, Raceview, Ipswich.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I did not know that.
Can I read out one text as well, Joel? Hey, boys, just want to shout out SEM for their content this footy season. You boys are unreal, relatable, and I've had many laughs every arvo. I love the audience inclusiveness. As a long-suffering Para fan, I'm praying that they can break the long drought on Sunday. Hashtag ding dong, the witch is dead. Chock from Calderwood.
I wonder if you get the same message in a week's
text.
Time.
Thank you, Chock.
You guys are rubbish.
Thank you very much, Chock. Texas Tony, very kind too, mate. I really appreciate that. Cooey, Sugar and Gang, outstanding, unbelievable, big dance. Shame there isn't a Cooey Corner Grand Final session, but then again, I think I'll start my own session now. Ready for Sunday night. Cooey! That's Paramat. God bless you, Paramat. We appreciate your company as well. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Okay, Mark's got the magic hat out again. Okay, yes. What we're going to do is give you predictions. Socky will go around the grounds, and Mark with his magic hat is going to determine punters which of us you should be following in.
So I'm going predictions now. Penrith, yep. Margin 8, Churchill, Medal, Cleary.
And first try scorer.
First try scorer. I don't know. Name. Let's go Cleary as well. There you go.
Ooh, okay. So you've gone Cleary, Churchill, Penrith by 8,
yep,
and first try scorer also Cleary. I'm going to go Penrith by 7. Penrith by 7, Clive Churchill medal, Isaiah Yeo, first try scorer Isaac Tungor.
I've done the same. So Isaac Tungor, first try scorer, Panthers by 14, and I'm going Cleary, Clive Churchill.
Okay. Righty-o, Marky.
Someone's got to stick up for them. Eels by 4.
Yeah.
First try scorer, Mike Asiwa, and Mitch Moses, then will be the Clive Churchill.
Ooh, okay, let's go to the Mark's magic hat.
Drum roll.
Who's got the answers? That's the thing. JK, as I said, he's ready to go.
I can tell you it is. Socky.
Socky. Hey. So Cleary the Clive, Panthers by 8, Cleary first try scorer. No further questions, Your Honour.
Yeah. The most boring one.
Yes.
Yeah. Is a little from column 8. What do you reckon we're getting there, Marky boy? You're going to have your first dabble, a bit of a punt on the weekend. What have you got for us?
Well, it's that Sivo. I'm going with Sivo first. I'm going with Clive Churchill.
Surely about 100-1.
Hopefully.
You can have the next week off work if that gets up.
Oh, I don't think this. I think it's players to fall apart if I left, so no.
Now, our man, Marky, what's the NFL latest? Have we got the music there?
I could play the music. Yeah, of course we can. Here we go.
On the run home, it's time to throw around the old pigskin. This is the NFL update.
Righto, Marco, what do you got? The Bengals took on Miami Dolphins, who were undefeated.
Yes, they were. So it was the undefeated Dolphins. The only other undefeated team was the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles are now the only undefeated team. The Bengals defeated the Dolphins 27-17. But the big story out of this one is of Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Now, he went out last week against the Bills with a concussion.
Yes.
He came back into the game. Probably shouldn't have come back into the game, but he did. And they won the game. The Dolphins went to 3-0. Great to see. 5 days later, he was playing in this game. Now, he absolutely should not have been playing in this game. He literally had concussion. He had the wobbly legs. And you guys saw the footage. It wasn't great last week. Mm. In the, I think it was the second quarter of the game today against the Dolphins, got sacked, got dragged down, fair sack, fair tackle, head hit the ground, and there were some really, really ugly scenes. He went left on a stretcher, left on an ambulance because he looked bad. He was convulsing, his arms were frozen. It was
what's interesting, right? Just on that, and of course, prayers and wishes with him, Tagovailoa. Is it more on the league or is it on the player? Like it can't all be on the league.
I think it's on the club.
It's on the club.
No, but can't it also be on the player?
But you've got to protect the player.
But it's ultimately your own welfare, isn't it? Anyway, guys, we've got to wrap it up. But before we do, I believe this fellow here is the most underrated person in the media. We'll be tuning in from 6 o'clock. He's great talent. He's a great fella, more importantly. JK, how are you, mate?
Good, Sugar. I take that as I'm the Dylan Edwards of the media.
Yes.
The only one doesn't rep, but geez, I churn out some solid numbers week in week. I'm a smoky, mate.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about the show tonight. We've mentioned Stevie Carter's coming on, the Zip Zip Manella.
Yes.
We've mentioned that the IMAR quiz, which is putrid. You're going to show people how a real quiz is done.
I'm going to do this mega ultra grand final quiz after 7 o'clock tonight. And like, I don't make it easy.
No. We'll give one question now.
Teaser.
Yeah.
All right. Who was the 2011 Clive Churchill medalist?
Gotcha.
There's one.
Had been suspended for 4 weeks, comes back, has a blinder. Yep. Mm. That's a clue,
and then,
isn't it?
Gone off the rails in the past year or two. So there's a little teaser. Looking forward to catch up with the Zip Zip, man. It's interesting on the drive in, you're talking about that grand final against Manly. And I believe he's Steve Villa's wife is a Manly fan.
Is that right?
So I just wondered too. He probably checks the guide and. You know, whenever it comes on, just casually flicks the TV on the background. Oh, look at that, love. What about this?
Yeah.
Save for the bit where Wombat puts him to row Z.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go.
Who's the only player in grand final history in a game, if you want to squeeze this into the quiz, who has kicked a goal, a field goal, and scored a try in the same grand final? There's only one player in the history to this day who's ever done it.
Can you give me an era?
Well, you've just mentioned him. Manly.
Edie.
Yes.
Wombat.
Yep, the only player in the history of the game in a grand final. If you want to squeeze that in for an extra one, to score a try, kick a field goal, and kick a goal in the same game.
Same listeners, that'll be good.
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
We love that sort of stuff. Yes. It's going to be fun. An earlier than usual edition of High Ground, grand final edition. We'll chat to Siebes as well. He'll give us a nice analytical breakdown. We dragged him out of England rugby camp.
Good.
He'd be loving that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would too. Siebes. He would too. And then our dear friend Mary Kay is going to be on the call with Jimmy and Jaleesa for the NRLW. Grand final on Sunday with the Eels.
Oh, she's pumped, isn't she, Parramatta?
She's pumped, mate. She was there out at the club, I think, at about 7 this morning. She's back there tonight to do a podcast as well. So,
can you please carry on our mission? We're doing two things here. We want to see the JJ Gilton and Shield do the lap of honour. Should Penrith win?
Yes.
And when there are tries scored by the Penrith or Parramatta, we want to see live crosses back to the Leagues Club.
Do they not do that anymore?
Well, I don't recall seeing those. I want them back.
Okay.
Can you jump on the Mary bandwagon?
Yeah. We'll get a petition going.
Yes.
Change.org or something. At this late hour. Yes. Done. Yes.
Jules, thank you very much. We'll be tuning in. Well done. We've got to go.
The king.
Thank you very much, Tommy Two Phones.
Well done, Tommy.
The Scott. Well done, mate, Marky. And we'll chat on grand final day. But just repeating, 9 o'clock tomorrow, the sock. He's going to kick off things here. It is the Mowers Club. We're looking forward to that. Followed by Bears Head, Brian Fletcher and I. We're going to have the reins from midday through to 4 o'clock. Scotty Sattler will join us. We're going to break down that heroic try-saving tackle. We're also going to go to catch up with Adrian Prezenko, one of the lead scribes in rugby league, thanks to the Sydney Morning Herald. So, boys, we made it. Thank you to our listeners. If we missed out on any text messages, please hit us tomorrow, either with the Mowers Club at 9 o'clock with Socky and Nikki Davis, or from midday, Brian Fletcher. It's like the Loch Ness Monster. He's going to be spotted here in SEN Studios on a Saturday. Anyway, enjoy your weekend, folks, and well done, Socky, Mark, Two Phones, and all the listeners. We'll catch you next time. Tune in for JK. He's coming up right now.